just what Brother Taylor was talking about, that you can go home changed by the power, the presence, the Spirit of God. Verse 19 says, "Now therefore send and gather me to all Israel. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, the prophets of groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. Amen. And the people answered him not a word. Stretch your hand this way one more time and ask God to anoint his servant tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another opportunity to stand upon this platform behind this sacred desk. Minister the word of God unto this group of young people that have gathered here tonight. Heavenly Father, I know tonight that I'm nothing without you. God, I can do nothing. I can accomplish nothing. I can be nothing in this service, God, without your help, without your touch, without your power, without your anointing. So I ask you, Lord, to come. Anoint us tonight with that heavenly anointing, God, that helps us to be able, Lord, to minister as you would have us to minister in this building. God, I realize I'm not the message, I'm just the messenger. And help us to deliver that message tonight clearly and plainly, God, where that it would be received in the hearts of these young people and make a change in their lives. Father, we'll forever praise you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen, and you may be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight. You're going to help me preach. Amen. You're going to help me preach. I was funny a little bit with these young guys on the front row before the service tonight. Told them the only condition was sitting on the front, you had to help the preacher. If he's doing good or bad, you got to help him. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm counting on you guys. Amen. Help us tonight. I want to look to the scripture, to the word of God. Let me say this. Thank you, pastor, so much for taking time to be here tonight. Ministers, amen. I know you're busy. Praise the Lord. But I want to look to this portion of scripture tonight that we've taken our text from and begin to try to help us, amen, young people in this building tonight. I was thinking today as God was dealing with me about this service tonight and the service in the morning, how that God wants to come into this building and do something in the lives of young people this weekend. Amen. God wants you to leave here with more than just an experience. Amen. This is what Brother Taylor was talking about as he was testifying earlier before he sung. Amen. When I say more than just an experience, I'm talking about more than just undergoing an emotional sensation. Amen. More than just getting happy. More than just having a good time in the Lord. Amen. More than just being touched by the power, the presence, and the Spirit of God. We've already had an experience with God, even in this service tonight. Our emotions have already been touched. We've already felt the presence, the power, the Spirit of God. We've already felt God come by and begin to minister in our hearts and in our lives and to touch Him. And if we went home right now, amen, we could go home and say, "Hey, we had a good time Friday night in that service. Singing was good. Amen. Worship was good. Presence of God was in the building. People were feeling God. Some came to pray during the singing. We had a good time." But you know, we're living in a day and an hour in a society today where it's more prevalent and more important than it's ever been that you do more than just have a good time with God. Can you say amen? that you do more than just have an emotional sensation, an emotional high. We are an emotional people. God made us this way. He created us this way. He gave us feelings, amen, in our hearts and in our lives. Feelings that cause us to be happy. Feelings that cause us to be sad. Feelings that cause us to cry. Amen. To rejoice, to jump, to laugh. All of those things. And in a service where the presence and the power and the Spirit of God's moving, you will experience all of those emotions from time to time. Sometimes you'll cry. Sometimes you'll shout. Sometimes you'll rejoice. Sometimes you'll dance. Amen. But you'll go through those emotions. And we've come to a generation, and we've raised a generation of young people, and we produced a church in this day and hour that so many times is doing more, no more than going to church and getting emotional and then going back home. Can you say amen? Going to church and feeling a little touch of God, a little power of God, a little of the presence of God, and that's a wonderful thing. But I believe in my heart tonight, as God has dealt with me today, God wants to change the lives of some young people in this youth retreat this weekend. He don't want you going home talking about what you felt. He don't want you going home talking about what you experienced, but he wants you going home talking about how I've been set free. I've been redeemed. I've been bought with a price. God came by and ministered to my heart and to my life, and I have been changed by the power, the presence, and the Spirit of God Almighty. Can you give him praise tonight in this house? Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. I'm going to try not to preach long, but I can't guarantee it. My wife said on the way out here, you were starting church at 7:45. She said, evidently they've never heard you preach, or they'd have started earlier. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing like having support from your family. Amen. We'll try not to preach long tonight, but I want to begin this and get into this tonight, and then we'll finish it in the morning as God has dealt with my heart and dealt with my life. 1 Kings chapter 18, we've taken our text, a familiar portion of Scripture. If you've been in church for any time, you know what's going on here. Ahab has become king of the land of Israel. The Bible said that he done more to provoke God, amen, than any king before him. He lived an ungodly life. He lived a life that was not pleasing in the sight of God. The leaders of Israel became ungodly people and began to live in ways that were not pleasing unto God. God sent that great man of God, Elijah, amen, to Ahab one day to prophesy before him and to tell him, God said, it's not going to rain again until I say it will rain. Amen. No more rain till God says it's going to rain. Amen. You know how the famine came. 3.5 years. I'm just hurrying through this to get into the context of my message. 3.5 years of famine. There's no rain. The brooks are drying up. The grass is dying. The plants are dying. The crops are dying. The animals are dying. Everything is perishing because there has been no physical rain on the land for 3.5 years. Amen. Ahab sinned. The rulers sinned. Amen. They done those things that was displeasing in the sight of God, and God cut the rain off to the land. Brother and sister, not only does it happen in the physical, but it can also happen in the spiritual sense, and we've seen that over the years, and we've witnessed that through the years. Men and women of God turn their back on God, turn their back on the relationship with God. I'm coming to you, young people. Stay with me. throw the church into a spiritual famine. God cut the rain off. Amen. And we go for months, sometimes even years, without a touch of God, without the presence of God, without the power of God, without the Spirit of God. But thank God somebody will finally get a hold of God and say, we can't keep going like this. Can you say amen? Oh my God, you know who suffers the most in the famine? Let me preach to you pastors and youth pastors and moms and dads for just a moment. You know who suffers most in a famine? The children suffer the most in a famine. And somebody say amen. They're the ones that pay the price. They're the ones that fall by the wayside. You've been saved long enough. Amen. You're rooted. You're grounded. You can make it. You'll make this journey. Some of us been saved long enough. If God don't ever touch me again, that's all right. I ain't walking by sight. I ain't living by faith. I ain't living for him because of what it does for me. I done found him to be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm living by faith. Let somebody say amen. And I'm going to make it all the way to heaven. Not because I feel him. Not because I shout. Not because I jump. Not because I run or I dance. But because I've got faith in the blood. I said I've got faith in the blood. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. My name's been inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm going to make it. And somebody say amen. Woo! Come on now, worship God. Hallelujah. I will make it. Help and grace of God. By the faith of God. Faith that I have in God. Amen. 3.5 years of famine. Just let me go ahead and get into this message where I'll have plenty of time to preach. Finally, those 3.5 years come to a close. Amen. Ahab goes, finds that man Obadiah. He says, we've got to find water. We've got to find water. You go this way, I'll go that way. And we search till we find water. The Bible said that Obadiah came and Elijah presented himself unto him there that day. And he said, I want you to do something for me. Go find Ahab. Get him, the children of Israel. I'm condensing it down. Stay with me. I want them together on Mount Carmel. God is going to reveal himself on Mount Carmel today. There's going to be a showdown on Mount Carmel. And somebody say amen. Can I say to you tonight by faith that there is going to be a showdown in this tabernacle this weekend? Come on, what are you talking about, preacher? You gonna get mad at somebody? Somebody gonna get mad? No, I'm talking about a showdown between God and the world. I'm talking about a showdown between the real power, presence, and the Spirit of God and this mess that the church out there calls God today. God's going to present himself in this building in such a way that you'll go home with no doubt in your mind that there is a God. He still has power. He still has ability. He's still able to send fire down from heaven that can consume a man, consume a woman, touch a boy, touch a girl, and make a difference in their life. You let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall on your soul in the morning or tonight in this service, and you will go home and turn your city upside down for God. Woo! You can shout and nobody will ever know you shouted. You can run and nobody ever know you run. You can dance and nobody will ever know you danced. But if the Holy Ghost sits down on the altar of your soul, you can't go back to school Monday morning without somebody knowing there's a change, there's a difference, something's happened in that heart and in that life. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel better now. You? I ain't nervous no more. Hallelujah. I ain't a bit nervous. It's amazing, ain't it? What the anointing can do. Call them to Mount Carmel. It's going to be a showdown. Call them up there. Obadiah says, I can't do that. I'll go to Ahab and tell Ahab, you're going to be on Mount Carmel. Or you're going to meet him down here and tell him to go to Mount Carmel. And when he gets here, you won't be here. And then I'll be the one that's in trouble. Elijah said, no, go tell him. Tell him, come to me. Ahab came to him. He said, let's go to Mount Carmel. You gather the children of Israel. I'll meet you there on Mount Carmel. I want to take this story tonight, starting right here. And I want to show you where some young people are at in this building tonight, spiritually. I want to deal with where you're living. I want to deal with what you're going through. I want to deal with the position that you feel like you're in this service tonight. On Mount Carmel that day, brother and sister, amen. I know and through the scripture and through the leading of the Holy Ghost, amen, there were three different groups of people that gathered themselves on Mount Carmel that day. Are represented three different, there were three groups there that represented three different groups of people, three different groups of people that are in the world and in the society that we live in today. I believe we can find you in one of those groups of people tonight, show you where you're at, amen, and what you need to do for God to be able to make a change in your heart and in your life. First man, first person, first group, which is one person really that we find on Mount Carmel that day, is that great man of God that we know by the name of Elijah, that prophet of God, that man that had such a relationship with God, amen, that he could hear from God, that God would speak to him and talk to him. He wasn't scared of Ahab. He'd walk right up in Ahab's presence, tell him just exactly what God said. Never blink an eye. Come on now. Never afraid of him. Never scared of him. Amen. Never afraid that he'd take his life, because he was a true born again child of God. Come here. Amen. Brother Taylor, come up here with me. It's all right if I use folks tonight. I'll let you stand over here on this side. I'll tell you what, stand over here on this side. Amen. That'll be their right. Amen. On the right tonight, we're going to put Elijah, that great man of God. Elijah in this message tonight represents a group of people that have not given in to the pressures of the society that we live in today. Can you say amen? Elijah in this story represents that old gray-headed grandma, that old gray-headed grandpa that would not give in to the pressure of the modern-day church, to the pressure of modern-day religion, when everybody else is compromising, when everybody else is laying down the standard, when everybody else is saying you don't have to live that way anymore, when everybody else is going the way of the world, Elijah said, I choose to still live the way God wants me to live. And somebody say amen. Young people, you may not be thankful tonight. You may not realize the importance of it tonight. You may not be grateful in this building tonight. But if you've got a mama or a daddy or a youth pastor or a pastor or a pastor's wife that has refused to compromise with the world that we live in today, you are to be the most thankful, the most grateful, the most appreciative young person that's in this building. Thank God for a man that'll stand when nobody else will stand. Thank God for pastors that'll stand, youth pastors that'll stand, pastors' wives that'll stand, Sunday school teachers that'll stand against the way of the world and say, I know what the book said. The book said it's holiness or hell. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I choose to be holy. I choose to live holy. I choose to live upright and be what God would have me to be. And somebody say amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank God for the Elijahs of our day and our hour. Thank God for a board of men, a group of men, amen, that still have a desire to see the Holy Ghost fire fall from heaven, that have put together a retreat for you to come to in the spring and in the fall, and a youth camp in the summer, that you may have an opportunity. Come on now, you're going to help me, amen. You may have an opportunity to come to a true relationship with God. We've got that man of God, that church, that pastor, amen, even that young person that has refused to give in to the pressures of the society that we're living in today. Come on now. Some of you had to buck against your own parents to live the way you're living. Honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be prolonged on this earth and in this life. But you've had to stand up for what was right and what God, you've laid things down. Some of you girls, it's your own mamas have said you ain't got to do that to go to heaven. Some of you boys laid things down that your own daddy said you don't have to do that, son. But you looked at them in a polite, respective way and said, Mom, Dad, if you don't mind, this is what God dealt with me about. This is what I want to do. This is how I want to live. This is what I want to be, my God. I know it's not popular. I know it's not the going thing. I know it's not what everybody else is doing or every other youth group, but this is what God wants me to do. This is how God wants me to live. If we've ever needed a group of young people that'll stand up for the truth, it's in this present day that we're living in today. Come on, saints of God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this building. God put a desire in me to live holy, pure, righteous, sanctified, undefiled of this world. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Come here, Brother Tory. Amen. Come on. Just because I know you. Amen. Oh, Ahab. When I called you up here, didn't I? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand on that side. Amen. In this story tonight, gathering on Mount Carmel, you got the man of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got the man that loves God, the man that's serving God, the man that's doing everything within his power to live for God, be God, what God wants him to be. But then on this side, there's Ahab, the one that's provoked God to anger more than any king before him. Lived a life unpleasing in the sight of God. Took that nation that God hand chose to be his people and led them away from God. Help me, Holy Ghost. I got to preach to you young people. Took that nation that God chose out of all the nations to be his people and pulled them away. Hallelujah. There's pastors in churches tonight that church once had the power of God, but they're pulling that church away from what there once was, taking them the way. Pastor, you better not do it. You'll pay a price that you never intended on paying. Come on now, can you help me a little bit, brother? You better not do it, man of God, that you'll pay a price. Amen. We've got the man of God. We've got Ahab, and he had, amen, the Bible said 450 prophets of Baal, 400 prophets of the grove with him. So call you some of these preacher brothers up here with you that you know. Amen. Some of you, I don't know them. Call them. Just point them out. Amen. Just give me four or five men up here right quick. Hurry, I ain't got all night. Hey, I don't care. Come on, men, preachers. Not young people, preachers. Amen. No, I want preachers. I want these young people to stay out here. Some of you preachers, come on. I know you don't want to represent the prophets of Baal, but you got to help me tonight. Amen. That's good right there. Gather up here. We've got that man of God on this side. We've got Ahab and the prophets of Baal on this side. You know what the Bible said about those prophets of Baal? The Bible said that they chose chose to eat at Jezebel's table. Amen. Come on now. They ate at Jezebel's table. You know what Jezebel is a representation of in the New Testament scriptures? It's a representation of the world. It's a representation of sin. It's a representation of a worldly spirit and a sinful spirit. Revelation said, I have somewhat against you because you've allowed that spirit of Jezebel to come into the church, to take part, to teach in the Sunday school class. That, my God, I'm supposed to be preaching to young people. Hallelujah. They chose to eat at Jezebel's table. You know what this group represents? This group represents those that would rather have pornography than they had God. They'd rather have drugs than they'd have God. They'd rather have premarital sex than they would God. Come on now. They'd rather have worldly entertainment, ungodly music, ungodly filth, eating at Jezebel's table. Why do you want to pull up to a bowl of immorality at Jezebel's table when you could choose to pull up to God's table and get a bowl full of the Holy Ghost? Woo! Hilatanda of Messiah. Hallelujah. 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 My God, I want to preach a while. Can I preach a while? Give me permission. Amen. Sit down and let me preach to you. I don't want to kill the service, but I want to preach to you. I want to preach to you. There's young people tonight eating at Jezebel's table. You on the board of this camp? You? All right, if I get too far, you tap me on the back and I'll quit. Amen. Hallelujah. They watch it on TV. They see it on the internet. They listen to it in their music. We must address it from the pulpit. Amen. Come on. There's young women tonight choosing to eat from Jezebel's table. What are you saying? They chose, instead of coming to a youth retreat, to go out with that football player, that baseball player, that one at the high school that was the one every girl wanted. Come on now. And if you could go out with him, you'd be the most popular girl in the school. They'll crawl in the back seat of an automobile somewhere. You tap me if I get out of hand. They'll do things that they ought not do. Come on now. And you know what? They'll wake up in the morning wondering, did I go too far? Did I do something I'm going to regret? Sit at Jezebel's table. When you're eating out of the bowl, it seems sweet for the moment. But when it gets to the belly, it's bitter. I said it's bitter. It's bitter. Come on. There's young boys tonight eating from Jezebel's table. They're shooting drugs, drinking alcohol, partying with the boys. They'll wake up with a hangover in the morning and say, I wish I hadn't went to Jezebel's table. But I ain't never sat down at God's table and woke up the next day and wished I hadn't been there. And somebody say amen. I've always found it to be sweeter than honey in the comb. My God. Woo! Healing of the Messiah. Don't eat at Jezebel's table. It ain't worth it. Hallelujah. Sit down. All this preacher you know tell you to sit down, ain't it? God tells you to stay standing, that's fine. Adults, stand as long as you want to. I want these young people to hear me. Jezebel's table serves up things that you regret later on. Hallelujah. Come on. Lust. Amen. Pornography. Worldly entertainment. Homosexuality. You wasn't born that way. Nobody was. I don't care what your doctor said. Your daddy beat you when you was a little boy and made you grow up to be like this. That ain't what my Bible said. My Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. Your daddy probably didn't whip you enough, the reason you grew up to be like this. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. But I tell you what I have done, Brother Stephen Taylor. I've been to church many a time, sat down at God's table. Hallelujah. Where can I get a chair? Give me a little sanctification, God. Hallelujah. Let me have a bowl of Holy Ghost if you don't mind tonight, Lord. I'd take a little bowl of Holy Ghost right here. I need a little bread of truth if you could. I got some questions that I don't know about. Will you just serve me a little bit here? And I sit down there and eat out of God's hands, out of God's table. I mean, I eat that word. I eat that Holy Ghost. I eat that anointing. And I wake up the next morning saying, you know what? I'm so glad I went to church. I'm so glad I went to youth retreat. I'm so glad I was in the house of God. I'm so glad I chose to sit at God's table and not at the world's. We got the man of God. We got the world. And then there's that third group of people. Who is that third group of people? The Bible said Elijah's there, Ahab's there, and all those prophets that have chose to eat at Jezebel's table. We know y'all don't, men, but hey, amen, you better not be. Hallelujah. But then there's a third group of people, because the Bible said the children of Israel, the children, God's hand-chosen picked children were on that mountain. Hallelujah. Elijah, Ahab, and the world. The Bible said, Elijah said, you know what?
Choose you this day whom you're going to serve.
And they answered him, no, not this time, sister, you, but not this time. They answered him not a word. Choose you this day. We're getting there, though. You got ahead of me. Choose you this day whom you will serve. And they answered him not a word. This is where some of you young people are at in this building tonight. You're not totally sold out to God, but you're not totally sold out to the world. You're standing in the middle. Do I go that way or do I go that way? My God, somebody help me. They're not sure if God's what they want yet, but they're not sure if the world is what they want yet. So they just stand there and they answer him not a word. There's a decision to be made. There's a choice to be made. God is calling young people tonight in Lufkin, Texas, to make a decision, to give him an answer. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. And somebody say amen. Those people gathered, you going to stay with me? There, that represent the children of Israel, answered him not a word, because they're not yet truly following Baal, but they're not yet completely sold out to God. Elijah saw that, and he asked them the simple question, why stand ye halted between two opinions? Why are you still trying to decide what you're going? Now that word halted, we know and understand and realize and comprehend it and heard it preached for years as meaning to stand still at a stopping point, at a place where you're not moving. But a little in-depth study of that word halted, digging back into the original, amen, Hebrew and the meanings of that word, will reveal to you that that word in its original, one of its original meanings, states to mean to hop, Come on now. And one of the things that Elijah is saying on that mountain that day, how long you gonna keep hopping back and forth between two opinions? Come on now. How long you gonna keep hopping when you gonna make up your mind what you gonna be and be it? Come here, son. Hallelujah. Come a little closer, man of God. Stand right here. Come a little closer, Ahab. And for this message tonight, we see this children, you young people as represented, amen, by the children of Israel. Elijah says, how long hop you between two opinions? Another, I want you to hop. Hop over there. No, big hop. I want you to jump all the way from here to there. Come on now. And you stay on that side a little while. But then you decide to turn around and you're going to hop over the fence back to the other side. And you live like that for a little while. And then you get tired of that. And you turn around and you hop back over. There's been a lot of hopping going on in the Pentecostal ranks. Not only among young people, but among the elders. God is calling us this weekend. Quit hopping. Quit jumping. Quit straddling the fence. Make a decision. Choose who you're going to serve. Decide what you're going to be. Sell out to God. Live for God. Be all that God wants you to be. Be all that God wants you to be. And somebody say, amen. Young sit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Amen. Woo, help me, Holy Ghost, right here. Amen. You represent those tonight that are not yet fully persuaded. You're not eating all the time. You've not chosen the way of the world and sold yourself out to the world. If you had, you wouldn't be here tonight. You wouldn't be in this service tonight. If you were sold out to continually eating from Jezebel's table, you wouldn't be sitting in these chairs tonight. You'd be somewhere partying, somewhere having a good time. Come on now. Amen. Hey, maybe one or two here. Your mom and daddy made you come. You didn't have no choice, and you're here, and you ain't listening to me. You ain't hearing a word I'm saying because somebody made you come. I pray the Holy Ghost get a hold of you, and you get a hold of something real before this weekend's over. But the majority of you are here because you chose to come here. There is something in you that wants to serve God. Come on now. There's something in that life that wants to be what God wants it to be. But at the same time, you're not careful, you'll find yourself hopping back. Come on, buddy. Hopping back to your old ways and to your old things and to your old desires and to your old lust of the flesh. Come on, stay with me. You see, you come to youth camp or youth retreat and you hop over to God's side. You get in a good Holy Ghost service like we in tonight and you hop over to God's side and you say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to preach to you. I'm going to preach where you're living. I want to preach what you're battling. I'm going to preach what you're going through. I'm going to preach where you're at. Ain't no use in making it smell rosy or lovely. Let's just get down to where we're living. Let's just get down to where we're battling. Let's just get down to where the fight is and get some help this weekend. And somebody say, man, my God, come to this youth retreat. Come to the youth camps. Go to the revivals. And you hop on over to God's side. Woo! I'm going to serve God. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to be what God wants me to be. But Brother Taylor said it's so real. You get all happy and excited at youth retreat. But you go back to school on Monday morning. And if you're not careful, you find yourself hopping back. Amen. Back to Ahab. Come on. Hopping back. Come on. Some of you sitting right now listening to me are battling things in your flesh. And you battle it and you've been battling it. Some of you's liars. Some of you's cheaters. Some of you youth leaders is getting mad at me because I'm talking about your children. Amen. But I'm just saying the truth. Come on now. We've got a Christian school at our church. God bless us. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Forgive me, Lord. I had a mom in there not long ago. I done caught her youngin' cheating on a test. Amen. Y'all ain't recording this, are you? Amen. Cut this part out, y'all. I don't need to get back to Mississippi. Amen. Because you got to tell a little lie. You got to cheat just a little bit on that test. Come on now. But you go back to youth service and you have a move of God and you hop back over to God's side and you're going to do it this time. But you go out on Saturday night and you get in a situation that you shouldn't be in. Come on now. And you do something you ought not do and you hop back over to the devil's side. Some of you have been a hopping. I said you've been a hopping in and out, over and over and over and over. God's come this weekend to make a change in your life that'll do something in you where there won't be no more hopping. There won't be no more in and out. There won't be no more fighting the enemy. God wants to give you victory in your heart and in your life. And somebody say amen.
Hop, hop. You got a heart condition. Okay, hop, 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 hop. You got a breath yet? Hop, hop, hop. He is too. He don't want to admit it because his girlfriend's sitting over here. Hop, hop. And the devil will hop you and 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 hop you. You know why he keeps hopping you? You know why the devil don't mind you hopping in on a youth retreat weekend? Because he knows he'll get you to hop out next weekend. Come on. He don't mind you hopping in during revival because he can get you to hop out when revival's over. He's trying to wear you out. He's trying to wear you down. He's trying to get you to a place where one day you'll say, I don't know if it's even worth it to try to live for God. Well, I come to tell you it is. I said it is. There is victory in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the Holy Ghost to be able to live it all the time. And somebody say amen.
Bible said a double-minded person's unstable in all their ways. Hallelujah. Multitudes. Joel said upon multitudes in the valley of decision. Somebody in this house tonight, young people, are in the valley of decision. You're good kids. You're the cream of the crop. You're the best, but you've never had that experience that changed you. I hopped for 7 years. I hopped. I first became saved and filled with the Holy Ghost when I was 12 years old. Brother Benny, I spent 7. You got your breath back, man. You ain't going back. You ain't going back. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for some young people that's tired of hopping back and forth. I'm looking for some young people that's tired of hopping back and forth. I'm not saying you've never had a touch of God. I'm not saying you've never felt the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying you never spoke in tongues. I'm not saying you never had a touch of God. But tonight you're saying, I'm tired of getting it and losing it, getting it and losing it, getting it and losing it, getting in and getting out, feeling God, leaving God. I'm ready this weekend to get a hold of something in my heart that'll change me and make a new creature out of me. I'll be able to serve Him. I'll be able to live for Him. I'll be able to do what He's called me to do.
You bashful? You can't be.
Hot dog, I got it. Hot dog, I got it.
That's what I want you to leave this youth conference saying. Come on. I want you to walk out of here tomorrow evening. I want you to get up Sunday morning in your Sunday school class. I want you to stand up and say, hot dog, I got it. Woo! I want you to go home, tell your mama tomorrow evening. Tell your daddy, hot dog, I got it. No more in and out for me. No more wishy-washy for me. No more hopping in and hopping out. I got a hold of something real. I got a touch like I've never had. There's a change taking place in my life. I'm hurrying to a close. Musicians, come quickly. The Holy Ghost is ready for me to close. Stand all over this building. I hop for 7 years. Hallelujah. This young man ain't going to hop for me no more. Come here, son. He's done made his mind up. Stand over there. 12 years old, I got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. But for 7 years, Brother Goodwin, I hopped. I'd get out of church and do things that I ought not to. I'd listen to jokes that I shouldn't listen to at school. I'd watch movies with friends that I shouldn't be watching. Come on, I was raised in a home, didn't even have a television. So we sure didn't watch them at home. Every chance I got to go home with somebody did, I went. Amen. You do. We'd watch most shows late at night after his mom and daddy went to bed that we ought not be watching. And I'd go to church on Sunday morning, daddy'd preach on the Lord's coming. He may come today. I just watched that mess on Saturday night. So I'd get out of my pew and run to that altar and I'd hop back over. I'm going to do it this time, God. I'm going to do it. I'd make it a few weeks. And then something would come up. I'd get back into the temptation. I'd hop back over. I spent 7 years hopping. Every time I move my arm, hop. 7 years. Sunday night, June, I was 19 years old. I'd been hopping for 7 years. Little sis, that's my sister right there, if none of y'all knew it. Not, you know, we don't have the same mom and daddy, but I'll claim her. That night, June, I was 19 years old. God slayed me under the front pew of that old church in Ellisville. And when I came out of there that night, I ain't never hopped again. Brother Goodwin, I've failed. I've made mistakes. I've done things that I shouldn't have done. But I ain't never hopped back over to Ahab's side. I decided that night, God said, it's time. And I hopped and I said,
hot dog, I got it.
Reverence the Spirit of God in this building. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give Him praise in this house. Hallelujah. You that's been helping me can give room around the front, if you will. Look at me as I close this message. Look at me as I close this message. God's fixing to work in some lives. Where'd you come up with hot dog? I got it at, preacher. All I know is what I've read about him, so don't fall out with me if you know something I don't know. Jack Cole, as a young man, mama gave him up for an orphanage. He became an alcoholic. For years, he tried to quit drinking and serve God, but he was never able to do it. Finally, one night, I think it was on a Thursday night, he thought he was dying, having a heart attack. He told God that Thursday night, he said, if you'll let me live to Sunday and let me get to a church, I'll get right with God. He lived right here in Texas somewhere then. Moved from California here to Texas. Opened a phone book and put his finger on the page. And it went on, said, wherever my finger hits the page where I'm going, what I've read, I'm just telling you what I've read. Nazarene Church. Walked in that Nazarene Church that morning. Preacher preached. He rounded the altars, fell on his face and got saved. And they said when he jumped up, the first words out of his mouth was, hot dog, I got it. Hot dog, I got it. Hot dog, I got it. I want to know, is there any young people in this building that's ready to have an experience that'll change you this weekend? And you want to go home Sunday saying, or tomorrow evening, saying, hot dog, I got it. Come make an altar right now. Preacher, I'm tired of hopping. I'm tired of in and out. I'm tired of coming to youth retreat and just having an experience. I'm ready for a change. I'm ready for something to take place in me that'll make a new creature out of me, that I can walk out of here and live for him. Walk out of here and serve him. Walk out of here and be what God wants me to be. Come on, my dads, youth pastors, youth leaders, amen, pastors, wives, let's gather in around these young people tonight. Let's pray with them, pray for them. Let's ask God to help them. Let's ask God to minister to them. Let them find the answer that they're looking for tonight. Let them find the help that they're searching for in this building. Let them leave this youth retreat saying, hot dog, I got it this time. I got it this time. I got a hold of something real. There's been a change in my life. I'm a changed creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Come on. God, I want to do more than just experience you this weekend. I want to change. I want more than just an emotional sensation. I want a touch in my heart, a touch in my life, a change in my life. Pastor's got no idea. Let God deliver you tonight. Make an altar and pray till the fire falls from heaven, consumes you, changing you, making a new creature out of you.